You're listening to Nothing Important. Please enjoy the show.
That's great.
That worked.
So Yelp.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, yeah. Okay, I want to bring that up because you and I talk about how
a lot of things.
Yeah. But you know, we kind of touched on it one episode. We never really got into it, like people leaving comments on Yelp and shit because they think it gives them some sort of power. Mm-hmm. There was a restaurant last week that actually started shaming the people who post on Yelp about them. Like the story goes that there was a wait for this restaurant. Two chicks kind of jumped the line and sat down, and when they were trying to usher them out and be like, bitch, all these people are waiting, 45-minute wait, they threatened the owner and the manager of the restaurant by telling them they'll give them negative reviews on Yelp.
Ooh.
Right, like, oh, no.
Gun to the head.
Right. But my thing about that is, one, I hate people that do that kind of shit, because in my previous career, you know, I ran a business that was in a position to where it could benefit from positive Yelp reviews, and people would try that bullshit all the time. And like the weird thing is, it's like Facebook. Like, I kind of hate Facebook because before it was all like titty pics and like drunken party pics, and now it's like considered a legitimate form of communication, right? Like your parents and shit are on. It's like a legit form of, but like Yelp was very much the same way.
SMH. To the parents being on Facebook.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Shaking my head, dude.
Oh, I'm so never dumb.
FP.
What's that?
Facepalm.
Ah. So you know all the little acronyms and all that shit?
Yeah, JPSDDUT.
I just remember when Facebook was fun to be on there, especially right around when it started, because that's when we were all in college in that age. And you know, you could see last night's pics from the party you were at.
Right.
And they was completely inconsequential, like who was seeing it, because it was just your friends that were, your real friends that were seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, yeah, I mean, so where I work, it's, I mean, headhunters and HR actually look at that stuff, and some places are requiring that you be their friend so they can check up on you. So, I mean, for me personally, I have to sit around and really think about how I'm going to word like the dick phrasing.
Yeah,
when I put something or put something about a butthole on. Yeah,
right. How am I going to make this rape joke so I don't get fired by HR?
Right, exactly. It's got to be a classy, well-worded rape joke.
Well, one of my biggest beefs with Facebook. See, like, yeah, so that was like 10 years ago or whatever it is, like, and yeah, that's exactly, it's like College Humor. Remember collegehumor.com?
Yeah.
Like now collegehumor.com is totally like this, like owned by, I think it's actually owned by.
It might be owned by Viacom, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like some big media company. But when that first started, remember they would always have like titty pics and stuff on it. And it was so great. And that's how Facebook was. It's, you know, like you just see all the ridiculous stuff you did last night. But now people have their like parents and shit and like work. That's why mine's under like a fake name. That's why mine's a fake name, is because if anybody asked me that I work with, like, no, I don't have a Facebook. Like, sorry, I don't. And I'm not going to fucking start one to be your friend.
I always wondered why you had that.
What's that?
I was always wondering why you picked that name.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because especially because at my last job, I worked with, fuck it, I'm going with it. Okay. So at my last job, I worked with this group of three women who, they were there right before I got there, but I came in as their boss, right? But like this particular group of girls, they fucking just graduated college and they think they know everything. And I would sit there and listen to them talk about like A, how feminist they were, B, how smart they were, and they fucking knew and like had to know everything, you know? Like they were totally like your most stereotypical idea of a millennial. They were it.
Were they one-uppers?
Oh, all the fucking time.
Habituals.
All the fucking time. So, you know me, like you guys know me, like I like to joke around and shit, but like these fucking idiots were such like the way that they conducted themselves, I was like, man, you know what? Like, because they would talk about like how they want to, you know, try to get everybody's Facebook and stuff like that. And that was the first time I told somebody, like, I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, I know, like, and probably four or five people like that.
Yeah, I went and switched my name because I wouldn't have put it past like these three girls. I don't even know what's going on.
I went up to you.
Oh, gotcha.
And you just didn't even notice.
Well played. I heard it, but then like you guys heard it. But you know what I mean? Like they would have sabotaged me because like these girls hated my guts. Okay, so here's a quick story about how much these girls hated my guts. Like one of them, I was the boss of her boss, right?
You're like so the grand boss.
What's that?
You're like the grand boss.
Right, yeah. So I'm the boss of her boss, right? So one time we have a staff meeting and my boss says like, hey, you and so-and-so gotta stay behind. I'm like, oh, okay, like, you know, this person.
So-and-so is the girl or her boss?
My boss told me and this girl.
The girl, okay.
Yeah. So, to stay behind. So, I'm like, oh, okay, well, she must have done something. Like, you know, we probably got to talk to her. And what had happened is she was upset with me because I asked her for status on her project. And cried to my boss about that because her exact words were, you know, I just feel like when you did that you are questioning me to make it known that you're my boss. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point, because I am your boss, and I can ask you.
Bosses check the progress of their subordinates' right. projects.
This girl didn't think that was a normal thing. They're also like, they were also three girls, like one of them was like, would bitch about their pay. And I'd just be like, well, look, you signed up for this job. You accepted the pay. You can't take the job and then bitch about the pay. Like, look, you fucking signed up for it. And she's like, well, I have a degree from some prestigious university and it's in, let's say, science, right? Okay, we'll just be generic.
Just general science.
Yeah, right. So, but she had a sales job for all intents and purposes, like a hospitality, like a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And her thing was she should be paid more because she has a science degree
mm-hmm.
to sell rooms for a hotel.
General science.
General science. Right? So like,
I think he led the attack on Bay Hill or something like that.
I don't get it.
You can laugh. It's a joke. He's stifling a laugh. No, I'm like, come on.
Well, because I knew he didn't get it, so I was waiting to see if you're going to cut this.
No.
I'm trying to preemptively think about what you're going to cut.
Oh, no. I've been told that like sometimes it's funnier when my jokes don't land.
Right.
But you know what I mean? That's the only way you get to talk on the podcast.
Yeah, basically, I just tell jokes that don't land.
But that's why I changed my name on Facebook is because... Like these fucking new employee, like people just now in the workforce who have been coddled by their parents their whole fucking life and have no idea how shit really works. Like those people have the power just to fuck up your entire day. Just like Yelp, you know, like those assholes have the power. And here's how big of a scam Yelp is. So if you're from Yelp and you want to be on another important podcast, but how Yelp works is they will post every bad review you get, right? And for every good review you get, they'll only post a certain percentage of those good reviews, right? So it could literally be like 10 negative reviews for every one positive review. Unless you pay them money and then they'll show all the positive reviews.
Wow.
So it gives these
like
assholes.
Extortion.
Exactly. Yelp is fucking bullshit. So it gives people like that power because like if you're a mom and a pop restaurant, you know, you don't want people because people, like I said, it's a legitimate thing now, right? Like, mm-hmm. like 10 years ago, it would be like the Yahoo reviews. Like, remember, it had like rating 4 out of 5 on Yahoo and nobody gave a fuck. You know what I mean? But now people will actually search Yelp and see how good the reviews are so they can go there. And like the girls like at this restaurant are intentionally trying to hold them to blackmail them to get whatever service they fucking want. Just because they'll put a bad review and Yelp, unless you pay Yelp, I think it's like $90 a month or something like that. So unless you pay Yelp, they'll never see the positive reviews.
Well, it's kind of the same way for one of the companies I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot of people are doing this now where on your receipt, you know, it's call this 800 number or go to our page, put this in, give us your review of your experience
mm-hmm.
type stuff. it's really the way that the companies calculate that is really based on a 1 out of 5 scale, but the only numbers that count are fives. So if it was anything less than perfect, then the people at that store and the people who were part of that experience, as far as they can track down, get reprimanded in ways. And we see that all the time. But the logic is, I mean, I personally rarely will call those in, you know, unless I really, truly had an outstanding experience, then, you know, I'll talk about the guy or lady or whomever it was. Or if I had a truly terrible experience, then, you know, I'll call that in.
Yeah, because what the hell is the point of a review that's like, yeah, it was okay.
Right?
Well, right, especially
as expected, and I wasn't impressed.
Right, exactly. But if they're going to reprimand you for having a reasonably okay experience, then to me, that doesn't make any sense. And
it's to make you work harder.
It's to make you work harder, but they're also basing like their entire business models on these surveys that come in, which if I'm pissed off, I'm going to call in a review that says, this sucks, this person sucked, this individual person sucked, and you're only going to get really negative reviews.
Right.
If I had an overly positive experience, you know, oh, I'm going to remember that personally, you know, and I'm going to go back and I might tell people about it, but I got other shit to do in the day. I'm not going to call in a review saying, oh my God, this was fucking great.
There's a picture you can find it on the internet of floating around of some restaurant had a hilarious sandwich board, you know, like the little tent sandwich boards that you put up on the sidewalk. And all it said was, come in and experience the worst meatball sandwich some guy on Yelp ever had in his life. And I thought that was awesome because that's totally how I would handle it. Like at my last job, whenever people would threaten me with that because I was, you know, like high up in the food chain, I couldn't be like, go fuck yourself. But when early in my career, if somebody would have done that to me, I'd be like, put your money where the mouth is. You know, there's a computer right over there. I'll even bring up the fucking website for you.
I'll type it. You hit enter.
Yeah. I used to early on in my career, like because people like before Yelp would make threats like that. And I used to give people my card and be like, yeah, just make sure you spell my name correctly. Like, put your fucking money where your mouth is. Right. But now there's so much power in that, enabling so many people just to be fucking dickheads, that it's given, you know,
I think that it's a lot of it, though, that's looked at from your corporate-y people who don't deal with people day to day.
Right.
They just don't understand how, like, real life works anymore because they're so outside of it. Especially in a retail type situation, whether it's a restaurant or a big box store or whatever, the people who are making the decisions are never there day to day. And they can have a bunch of statistics, and I don't know how they even come up with these statistics that they base their stuff on.
They just make them up on the spot, I think.
Honestly, I think some of them are made up.
I think what happened was the girl was supposed to gather the information for the statistics, and then her boss was like, hey, how's the status of that project coming along? And then she went and complained to his boss and just delayed the whole process.
Today's mid-show music break is a song called Arctic by the band Zero Client off their album Omnia. For tour dates, information, and merchandise, check out www.zeroclientmusic.com.
You're listening to Nothing Important.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the Someone Important hotline, we have Kaylee Milliken, who's the director of Billion Dollar Bully, a documentary examining the review policy of Yelp. Kaylee, thanks for being on the show with us.
Sure, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're very excited to have you. I don't know if you listen to Nothing Important, but Dave and I have pretty strong opinions about websites like Yelp. we've talked about it a few times.
We're kind of like Homer Simpson on a rampage for the little guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the reason why we want to talk to you today is when I found out about the documentary that you're putting together, it kind of actually struck a personal chord with myself. I'm a businessman myself, and you know, I run businesses as a profession, and I also own businesses, and I believe I've kind of dealt with some of the things that you're going to examine in your documentary, where you know, organization, you know, A will give more favorable reviews if you pay them a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Your documentary was funded through Kickstarter, and it had an initial goal of $60,000, but you ended up raising over $90,000.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty great.
Right. What did it feel like to have that kind of support of your project?
It's great. I think it's just very telling that there are a lot of people very upset and hurt by Yelp, and they are adamant that the story be told. So I hope that I can do justice for them in providing a great film that tells a story openly, honestly, and brings clarity to a lot of consumers.
Now, how long have you been working on this project?
I first became interested in it a little less than a year ago. I became interested because I used to use Yelp quite often to find businesses. And I was at my physician's one day, and she began to tell me about her experiences with Yelp. And her experiences were awful. And I really didn't want to believe the things that she told me, because I thought, if what she is saying is true, I can't use this site. And I find it so helpful. But I began to research it, and I found that her story was not unique at all. And it's not like she had any kind of relation with all these other businesses that were claiming the exact same things. So the more I dug, the more I quickly found, and I thought it would be a very compelling story that should be told. So I really became interested about a year ago and began initial findings and investigating at that time, but I didn't become more heavily involved until probably November, December.
How have the responses from small business owners been? What is the reaction from small business owners about what you're doing?
There has been a huge outpour of emails and phone calls from business owners who are just extremely relieved that this film is being made. And I can't tell you how many people have contacted me and said, I feel like there will be light finally shed on this subject. And in fact, last night I was speaking on a panel with different women, and it was basically a bunch of women all involved in tech startups. So I was a little bit out of place there. But afterwards, this woman came up to me and said that she was just so relieved this film was being made. She used to work at a day spa, and Yelp was the bane of their existence. And a litigation attorney came up to me later and said, you know, I have a lot of clients who are going to be thrilled this film is coming out. They can't stand Yelp. So there's just that same story over and over and over again. People are so thrilled that there will finally be an outlet for them to share their side of the story, because they're only getting the one side on Yelp, which is through their reviews.
Absolutely. And have you had any backlash from people who may support Yelp?
A little bit. Not too much. I'd say the vast majority of people that have contacted me don't support Yelp, but there have been a few people who have sent some emails and said what they want to say about not liking the premise of the film. And I basically just said, well, you can choose to watch it or choose not to watch it. Not every film is for every person, and I actually used to like Yelp too, so maybe you'll learn something new.
You know, the weird thing about Yelp, it's kind of become like this weird like cultural phenomenon where people may help Yelp or hate Yelp itself, but there's also like this weird contingent of people that actually kind of use Yelp as a weapon against businesses.
Yes.
And do you feel that that actually fosters? Do you think that's actually fostered by the way that Yelp filters its reviews, like given people who could be, for lack of a better term, just flat out assholes, like giving them a little bit more power to kind of stick it to small businesses and restaurants?
Yeah, I do. It seems that, you know, Yelp loves to tap this algorithm and, oh, we don't filter the reviews. It's the algorithm that filters the reviews. Well, algorithms don't create themselves. Somebody right. has created the algorithm to work in the way it has. And it seems to filter out when it's one person that has only left one review, it's more likely to filter that review out if it's negative than if it's positive. So that can definitely hurt businesses. And then, yes, there's also a huge sense of entitlement that people get when they go into places and they'll threaten, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to Yelp you. And that's been a really hard position for businesses to be in.
Right, absolutely. In my professional life, I run businesses that have a lot of customer interaction, and I myself have seen people, if you don't give me absurd request A, then I'm going to put a bad review on Yelp. And, you know, my attitude is you can't let people hold you hostage like that. So the way I usually handle it is like, oh yeah, well, make it happen. Now, but I can understand where, you know, in my professional life and not businesses that I'm a part of outside of management, you know, they might be able to afford to say, do the whole, hey, make it happen. But if somebody came into my mom and pop restaurant that I'm working 80 hours a week just to, you know, to live my dream, that has a lot of power. Because as they say, negative reviews can reach, you know, 10 other people, and then those 10 people reach 10 more. And next thing you know, it's a whole pyramid effect of negativity.
Right. Yeah. It's, and especially when businesses feel that they are stuck with so many negative reviews to begin with. And then if someone comes in and threatens to leave another one, it feels like another brick that's being thrown at them. And it's been really, really discouraging for a lot of businesses. And I feel for them. So I really do hope that this film brings out hopefully legislation can be changed, first of all, because Yelp is getting away with it due to one small loophole in the law. But maybe Yelp will reconsider some of their business practices as well.
Now, the last time I've actually dealt with Yelp, they hadn't yet implemented to where business owners can reply. Like if you go to like TripAdvisor or Expedia or a lot of sites that have a similar review process, a lot of times if somebody leaves a negative interview, the actual people who run the establishment can reply back to that in public site. But I haven't seen that on Yelp. Is that something you would like to see Yelp change?
You can't. Business owners can reply back to negative reviews. Well, they can reply to any review as long as they go in and they claim their business page, which is free. You can respond to reviews. You cannot say anything like, please check our filtered reviews, because those get deleted.
Gotcha. So they still even restrict the responses?
Yes, to a degree, they do.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I did see that you were on CNBC and they brought in Sharon Eist, the VP of Corporate Communications, to Yelp to dispute your claims. Were you aware that she was going to be on the panel in studio with CNBC as you were talking to them remotely?
I was told a couple hours before I went on, and I was told initially that it was going to be an interview. And then just a couple hours before I went on, they called and said, oh, hey, by the way, we have someone from Yelp that's going to be there. And I said, oh, great. That sounds like fun. it wasn't really fun, but it was all right.
Oh, I to be honest, I think you handled yourself very well. And me and Dave, we've talked about it on our show, we're cord cutters, so we don't have like the 24-hour news stations. But so obviously I never watched CNBC, but as somebody who's not a viewer of that, like it almost made me uncomfortable watching that, because while I think you handled yourself very well, I feel as if they kind of tried to put you on a spot. Do you think that they tried to ambush you a little bit or intimidate you?
Yes, they had screenshots ready and everything. Yes, I do. And again, they had a very well-trained PR person coming in to go up against me. And really, who am I? I'm somebody up in Northern California working on this documentary. So, yeah, I do think they were doing that a bit.
Yeah, it was kind of uncomfortable to watch. And what really struck me was the new news anchor. I don't even remember her name. But the last question of the segment was, is they pointed it out there that she's asked Sharon Ice, are you going to sue? Obviously asking her if they plan to sue you, which I thought was kind of a strong arm and uncomfortable tactic. Are you worried about any litigation from Yelp once this film releases?
Well, I hope that they don't have any grounds to sue me on. All I'm doing is offering a platform for other businesses to show what has happened to them, backed up with evidence that they've provided. So I'm not making these claims. I'm showing what other people are claiming, backed up with evidence. And, you know, Yelp, they love to say that they're giving people, these business owners, an opportunity to embrace the reviews and learn and grow from it. Well, maybe they should embrace this film and learn and grow from it themselves.
That's a great answer. Yelp claims that you yourself have actually misused their service, like in an attempt to either bolster a family business or to make them look bad. And essentially what they're trying to do is turn around the argument on you that it's you who is misusing Yelp. You have several accounts and you're trying to push it off on us. How do you respond to that?
Well, when my husband and I were dating, he's an attorney and he represented me in a legal matter, and I went on and left him a review on Yelp. And again, it was a site that I would check out reviews on. So I went and left him a review, and then it was gone. And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. And so I left him another review and it was gone. And I called up a friend. That happened 3 times. And then I called up a friend who actually worked for Yelp at the time and asked her what was happening. And she said, well, yeah, it's filtering out your reviews. And she explained to me how that worked. And I thought, oh, well, yeah, that does make sense. You don't want people to, you don't want people to take advantage like that. However, I will say that businesses, of course, they do feel compelled to do that. It's not like I'm the first person to ever have done that. A lot of businesses, especially when they're just starting out, feel the need to have a lot of positive reviews up there because that's what will bring business in. So, yeah, I did do that. But it wasn't, it's not like this film is my vendetta against them because of that, because I didn't have anything against them with that. I understood why they were filtered out and I thought it made sense, and I continued to use Yelp for the next 5 years. So for them to say that, they're just grasping.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because it's kind of caused, like I said, because it became like this cultural phenomenon. There are some ways that you said, you know, mom and pop businesses, yeah, they probably do make multiple accounts to try to boost their ratings because Yelp is so big. And there's become great ways that people have tried to counter Yelp, like, you know, posting signs, you know, like if you show us a screenshot of a 5-star review you gave our restaurant on Yelp, we'll give you 10% off of whatever. Have you heard any Yelp reaction to that, or maybe Yelp trying to discourage that type of promotion?
Yes, they if they know a business owner is doing that, they will first warn the business owner through their Yelp account page, and if the business owner doesn't stop, they will block access to their Yelp account. And Yelp says that you're not supposed to solicit reviews, so people should just want to leave reviews on their own. Business owners are not supposed to ask anybody to leave any type of review.
Which is hilarious, because don't they also pass out stickers that say, please review us on Yelp, that you're supposed to post on the door and window?
It says, people love us, or people like us on Yelp. And, yeah, you can put those in, and that's kind of the suggestion that you're allowed to give. You can suggest that people leave a review by having that sticker up, but that's it.
Well, I know that I'm looking, I find this incredibly fascinating, and personally, I think you're doing God's work.
Yes,
you know, absolutely. I mean, Dave and I have gone on multiple rants about nothing important, like these companies that try to that basically treat like every party involved except for them like crap. And I feel that that Yelp is definitely one of those companies. And I'm glad that you're bringing a lot of the issues that the average consumer has to light. I think it's inspired, and I can't wait to see the documentary. When does it come out?
We would hope to be done with it in the fall, at least have a rough cut in September that I'll be sending into Sundance. And from the rough cut, hopefully we'll be completely done in October or November.
Will this be a digital release, or will it be physical, or are there any talks of possibly getting it on TV?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. So we'll be submitting it to Sundance. If it gets in, then we'll go from there, see what distributors may be interested in picking it up.
Well, I know I'll definitely do everything I can. I'm sure Dave will too to support you and
spread the word about this for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, thank
absolutely.
You so much. I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. We appreciate what you're doing. And before we go, we have one last traditional question for you from our podcast. What is your favorite frozen pizza?
Veggie from Trader Joe's.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Kaylee, thank you so much for coming on the Nothing Important podcast. We appreciate your time, and we wish you nothing but luck with Billion Dollar Bully.
Yeah, thanks, Kaylee.
Good luck with the film. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too.